We continue at the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Omel Aleph, towards the bottom, three lines down from where the lines get wide. Misrapin mehem ripui mamon avalo ripui nefashos. We can use their medical expertise for ripui mamon, for monetary refua, but not for ripui nefashos, for healing of our lives. This will be clarified in the Mishnah, Ripui Mammon, and the Gemara, I'm sorry, what Ripui Mammon and Ripui Nefashos means, so I'm intentionally being vague. Ve'in mistaprim mehem b'chol makom divrei Rav Meir, says Rav Meir, you're also not allowed to get a haircut from an idolater. V'chachamim omrim b'shus harabim mutter avalo beino leveino, but the Chachamim say in a public area it would be permissible, just not in private. So what exactly are they arguing about? Rav Meir is concerned that they will find a way to kill you. They'll cut your neck, slit your throat with the materials used for haircuts, and therefore, whether it's in private or in public, they'll figure out a way to do it discreetly. The Chachamim say, no, in public, we're not concerned, but in private, we absolutely are concerned. Again, you see this, the tremendous distrust of Jews and idolaters. Gemara begins, my ripui mamon and my ripui nefashos. So what exactly is ripui mamon versus nefashos? I lema ripui mamon bischar ripui nefashos bechinam. If the difference is that one is when you're getting paid and one is when it's free, and therefore the Mishnah is saying that you can have an idolater heal you when they're getting paid for it, but not for free, because when you're paying for it, then perhaps there's money on the line and they take it seriously, but when it's free, then you get what you pay for. But if that's the case, lisni misrapin mehem bischar avalo bechinam, then it should simply just say you can get healed by them when you pay for it, just not for free. Ella ripui mamon davar she'ein bo sakana, ripui nefashos davar she'yesh bo sakana. So rather, they have a second suggestion. Ripui mamon means you can get healed from an idolater when it's not a life endangering, a life-endangering surgery or matter, but if it's life-threatening, then it would be prohibited. So it would be permissible when it's not life-threatening, prohibited when it is life-threatening. If that's the case, v'hamar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu rivda de kosilta lo metzinan minayu. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even allow them to, an idolater, to perform any a bloodletting procedure, which is nothing. That's certainly not a sakana. So what does it mean then? A third option, ela ripui mamon behemto ripui nefashos gufei. Rather what it means is that ripui mamon means your object. So you are allowed to have an idolater heal your animals, but not human beings, not you. V'hainu damar Rav Yehuda afilu rivda dekosilta lo matzina minayo. And that's consistent with Rav Yehuda's reading or rule that you can't have an idolater even perform a bloodletting on a Jew. So again, you see how scared or afraid the Jews were of going to an idolatrous doctor at the time. Or Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav Ukva, Amar Mar Ukva, I'm sorry, Rav Chisda says the name of Mar Ukva, Aval im amrelo sam ploni yafalo sam ploni ralo mutter. If you ask a question to the idolater and ask them, is it better to take amoxicillin or penicillin, whatever, and one doctor says taking this type A medicine will heal you, taking type B will kill you, then you can listen to them. Why? Why is that okay? He listened to this logic. Savar shiuli mashilo. The idolater will be suspicious. Why is this guy asking me this question? He wants to test me. So therefore, why is he asking me? Ki hechi de mashilo mashili in shachrina. Just like he's asking me the question, he's going to ask somebody else the question. Maybe even a Jew who is proficient in this field. And he wants to see if my answer is correct. And if my answer is incorrect, then it's going to ruin my reputation. So therefore, he's going to be careful to make sure to give you the right answer. So therefore, if you ask him advice, you can take his advice. Even without asking for a second opinion, you can right away take his opinion, because his cheshbon is already that he's suspicious that it could ruin his reputation. A fascinating, fascinating idea.